Working through childhood traumas like steak fries at Red Robin? Just when you think you're done, more shows up. Mahalo Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. Good morning. How you doing? I am Deese, and this is the newest show, The Social Hour, Morning Papers, exclusive to our Patreon listeners, but I'm giving you this first little taste, little hit. First hits for free, get you addicted, then make you come back. This is just a little mini show I'm going to do every day, 7 days a week, and you're going to get a little, for our Patreon listeners, it's an exclusive. But yeah, this first one, you get to get a taste of what it is and see if you like it and want to go subscribe. What I do every morning is I wake up, I make some coffee, black, hard, like a psychopath. That's how I need it. And I get on Yahoo News because it's a credible news source. And I look through what has been going on in the world today that they think I should know, which is usually not much. And I read through the news. I go through my joke book, things I've written, some notes, some ideas. So this is just this journey every morning. You guys get to join me on them. I'm going to tell you some stories about my previous day and just a little wake up and drink some coffee with me. So I appreciate you joining me. Thank you. Right now I'm drinking on Henry's Blend from fucking some coffee place I bought at Starbucks. It's probably corporate and kids probably lost their arms making it for us. But God damn it, I'm awake. I hope they appreciate the fact that they're helping me get awake. That's so terrible. Free trade coffee. So let's get into it, guys. I read a story about an emu the other day that escaped. Because emus escape, man. Emus just escape. Why do people even have emus in America? I don't understand. They're native to fucking Narnia, I think. I don't even know where these things are from. There's no need for a bird this big. Like, unless you're literally, like, making an omelet for 18 people, why do we need these birds? I've seen them around. Like, in Washington and the Northwest, people have farms of these things. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're not eating that emu. No one's ever served me emu. No one's ever said I use their feathers. They're great for keeping away coyotes. They just have fucking emus. And not one person's ever been able to explain why they have an emu. It's just some exotic, weird flex. Like, bro, just buy the feather boa and let everyone know you got a tiny dick. What do you need a... Like, that's the worst exotic animal also. Emus are like a white trash peacock. Like, why? Peacocks are bold and regal and beautiful, and emu looks like they just... like a methed out peacock. I don't... And they always have those weird, beady dinosaur eyes. What's going on? Like, birds are just new dinosaurs. They didn't evolve, for sure. Dinosaurs got the short end of the stick in evolution. They got fucked hard. Emus are always, like, fucking staring at you with beady eyes. Like, I literally, when I see an emu, it enrages me. I want to fight an emu. Like, I want to fucking tackle an emu. I think I could take an emu. Like, I would hop on an emu. I would karate chop its neck, and then I'd hop on that fucking stupid head and tackle it down and just hammer fist the shit out of that emu. I could take it, no problem. I wouldn't want to kill it. I don't want to kill an emu. I just want to teach it a lesson. I want to fight an emu to the point where it is now forever. Three things I want to happen after I fight this emu. I want it to be forever, have a healthy fear of people. I want it to be skittish of traffic inexplicably for no reason. And I want it to never be able to see the color yellow again. That's what I want out of this engagement with this emu. I want to beat it that hard. I want an emu to be like, what are those kids doing getting on that gray school bus? Where are they going? What's happening there? I don't know what this gray fruit is you're peeling. I don't know, bananas came in gray. Like, that's what I want out of my engagement with an emu. Here's what my main concern about this interaction with this emu. My only fear of taking on this emu and beating it within an inch of its life to have a healthy fear of humans, be skittish of traffic inexplicably and not be able to see the color yellow, is if it can no longer see yellow on the light prism, can it see the sun? Can it see daylight? Is it just blinded now? Is it a blind emu? Did I blind the shit out of this emu? But my fear with that is then, now I've created an emu that's blind, which, man, I've read enough comic books in my day to know that after a traumatic incident that would blind you, all your other senses are super heightened. Now you have this superhero emu with super abilities and a vengeance and bloodlust for humans to get revenge. Now you just got this super hyped up emu with super senses wanting to murder people, fucking skittering around the goddamn city, taking out people with its pussy ass raptor claws after it got downgraded, demoted on the evolutionary ladder. But that's still dangerous. You get a regular emu, I'll fight the shit out of it. Emu with heightened senses that can, like, taste colors. That shit is scary. You know? It can hear your heartbeat. It's like a Native American, like, dun, 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 dun. That emu just stops, pauses. All you hear is a little wind. The emu slowly puts its head to the ear to the ground. I think they have ears. I don't know a lot about emus. I think it has an ear. Puts an ear to the ground. Listens. Takes some grass. Plucks some grass out of the ground. Kentucky bluegrass, probably. I got money. And, like, lets it go in the wind. Watches it. And then goes, he's gone that way. And then off the emu is to chase me. This is, I think we got a hit. I think this is going to be a TV show. This is the next show on Sci-Fi Channel. That would be a great reality show. Can you survive an emu attack? I would watch the shit out of that. Like, just because people like, can you survive an emu attack? You don't get to fight it back. How about that? You don't get to fight it back. You just have to try to survive it. You can, like, you can't punch it, but you can defend attacks. You know what I'm saying? Like, defensive wounds, no attacks. You can't fucking crane kick an emu. Can't use bird tactics on birds. That's illegal. That's against international sanctioning. Maybe in the Cayman Islands, that shit, that place is lawless. It's like Tatooine. There's no rules. I have this weird, people who know me and hear me talk and the dumb things that come out of my brain. That's what I should have named the show, Dumb Brain. Dumb Brain with D's Can See Us. The people that hear the things come out of my, I have this weird obsession with humans fighting animals. And I found out that my most recent obsession, and PETA, don't write me letters. I don't need hate mail. No animals have been harmed in the making of these jokes. I love animals very much. But I have this weird obsession with a question that was raised while in a car, not in a car ride, after a car ride, but maybe with some other comics, and we were very high on mushrooms, and we were talking about the conversation turned to how many punches would it take for you to punch a horse in the face to death? To death. You're punching a horse, it's not fighting back. That's it. I needed to know. And I got a lot of varying answers. Somewhere as much as 2,700, I think, which that's a little much. Have a little more confidence. I don't know what your parents did you in life, but I'm sorry. I'll hug you. You're on my Christmas card list now. But a legend, said, looked me in the eyes, dead ass looked me in the eyes, unflinchingly, and he goes, six punches. And I go, what? He goes, six. I'm like, six punches. You could murder a horse in six punches. Like, at that point, if you're that confident, just say one. Six punches. You're telling me you're going to square up to a fucking whole ass stallion. You're going to look Secretariat in the eyes, right? And you're going to have to dip a little because they got eyes on both sides of their heads, right? So you have to, like, dip to a side, look them in the eyes. And then, I mean, six. That's half the amount of Fast and Furious movies they've made. That's insane. And you're going to fucking look at Seabiscuit and you're going to, like, pop, 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 dead ass horse. What? Are you crazy? Six punches to kill a horse? There's no way. I don't care. No human. Brock Lesnar. Whoever punches the hardest. Mike Tyson in his prime. No one could kill a horse in 10 punches. And I'm like, 10. You're 10. 10. I have something to tell you guys. Race horses, when they fall and break a leg, and they have to put them out. They put them out of their misery. They don't have to, but they do. They shoot them in the head. Sad, but true. We all know this. Okay. Sometimes the first bullet doesn't take, which means they have to shoot a horse with a gun twice to kill it. Do you know what that means? This guy thinks that six of his punches is equal to two bullets. That's the equation. How many punches equals two bullets? Six. That's wild. And also, if you can kill a horse in six punches, what are you doing working as assistant shoe department manager at Walmart? You should be out serving your country like the goddamn super soldier you are. You are a goddamn superhero right now. What are you doing? All right, guys. Now it's time to get into my joke book. As a comedian, every day I write down notes, things I think are funny, things I want to talk about on stage. A lot of these never make it past my joke book. The thing with comedy is, like, there's jokes that I love because I'm an idiot. If you know me, you know that. I have dumb brain, as I said. I like weird things. Things make me laugh that don't work on stage always. But you should always write it down. If it's interesting or you think it's funny, you might someday find a place for it. These are some of the ideas, the jokes I've written down recently. Here we go. Do people that have Obamacare only get to drink Dr. Thunder? What a dumb thought. But I just thought how, like, Obamacare is cheap and, you know, anyone can get it. The Affordable Care Act, it's like the old HMO jokes, but they can't afford Dr. Pepper. They got to go off brand Dr. Thunder. I think there's something there. I'm going to work with that. You ever go home with a girl and she has condoms and you're like, ugh, you slut, you know, which is such a double standard. Because if you go home, if a guy has condoms, they're like, he's a very responsible young man. He's making sure it to not spread STDs, because I'm assuming all men are gross and have STDs. And also, he doesn't want to have children. He's being very, very responsible. But, like, if a girl has condoms, you're like, you little hussy, where have you been? But then again, they'd shame that same woman for having an abortion or being pro-choice even. It's like, what a double standard women have to deal with in this day and age. Like, do you want me to have condoms or what's the deal here? It is what's crazy to me about babies, though, is, like, anyone, yeah, it's babies are still born the same way they've always been born. Evolution has done zero work on babies being born in a different way. Babies still are born by, like, a human popping out of another human, ripping them end to end like some sort of shitty pinata, giving you the worst candy ever. Like, you'd think by now evolution would have made it so a woman has just, like, a little baby box on their side that, you know, after 9 months, the doctor just opens it up like a little door. And there's just a fully formed baby in there, you know, with their college tuition already paid for and their preferred gender already picked out. Listen, I don't care. Whatever makes them happy, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to give them up for adoption either way. So I do think you should use the same rule of thumb about disclosing new relationships as you do as new pregnancies. And what I mean by that is you don't talk about it until after you've gotten rid of it. What else do we got here? I hate to break it to you, conservatives. Switching from Facebook to Parler isn't the answer. I'm already on that app, ruining that too. It's Parlay. Is it Parlay? I heard it's Parlay. French. I think it's just a rebranding of the Fox News message boards. That's all it is. Just conservatives yelling at no one. Let's see. Speaking of conservatives, Joe Biden won the election, which means is it too early for us to put a Spirit Halloween store sign on the border wall? All right. That's all I got in my joke book today. That's all the ideas I wrote down for the last day. I'll get you. We'll have more. I do. You write weird stuff down every day, man. Honestly, a lot of it is, like I said, that stuff is barely usable in any format. But you write stuff down. Like I had written down one time, when I was still drinking, I'd write down the weirdest shit. I woke up one time and I had written down, how are we going to teach people about the birds and the bees when all the bees are dead? Yeah, it's not very funny, but it's pretty profound, I think. And then right behind that, I'd written, if you think you need to bleach your butthole, you probably do. What in the fuck was going on in my head that night? It's like, did I butt chug peyote before I went to sleep? What happened? But honestly, I wrote that down and I just like left it in my notebook for years. And I was like, there's nothing. That's not a joke. There's no jokes there. But I was just like ranting on stage one night and started talking about this and how it's not a joke and made it into a joke. Like I ended up using it. Like, I mean, because I just started talking about it and you'd be surprised how things work out sometimes. I was like, what, you know, because honestly, the more time between then and now, like the more I stand by that statement and realize I was onto something. Because listen, like no one has ever gotten to, you know, I mean, if you think you need to, if you're bleaching your butthole, you're doing too much work, right? Like no one has ever gotten to a butthole and been like, I like what you've done here. What is that, bone? Alabaster? What do you call that color? Eggshell? You know, it's like, if someone's so disgusting, they're willing to stick their face like 5 inches away from having to explain to their doctor how they got pink eye for the third time in 4 weeks. They do not care what color your butthole is. Just a little piece of advice. My grandpa told me that. All right, let's go back to the news. What else we got in the news? New Yorker. New Yorker columnist, staff writer Jeffrey Toobin was fired recently after 27 years at the New Yorker. He was fired for, well, some articles say he was fired for exposing himself while during a work Zoom meeting. Others said he was masturbating. As a guy, I have to tell you, those are two very different things. I have been exposed and I have masturbated. One of them I do in the gym locker room. And the other people in the shower when that happens are very bad that I'm mad that I'm masturbating. No, I mean, you expose yourself. Like exposing yourself can be an accident, right? No one is accidentally masturbating. That's an on-purpose thing. And like, I get it, a Zoom call, and like you should put pants on for Zoom calls. Just, this is a good rule of thumb. Assume your computer camera is always on, especially if you're taking corporate work calls on your computer. Just assume it's on. Wear pants or a robe, something, not a robe. Robe's a bad idea. Those can slip open. Pants, pantalones, you know. Something. Wear Spanx. Wear spandex. Wear three layers. Trust me, you're going to get exposed. If there's an opportunity, you're going to. Don't do it. Wear fucking pants, man. It's not that hard. Slip on some goddamn gray sweatpants. It'll make your dick look good at least. Why? The risk. You know, just because no one's talking doesn't mean they can't see you or don't think you're not smart. You will never be smarter than technology, especially if you're over the age of 25 now. Technology will always be smarter than you. Don't assume you can do it. You're not that good. So exposed masturbating, very different things. Masturbating is intentional. Definitely don't do that on a work call. But like, why even take the risk? Like, why chance it? How invested are you in having your dick out all the time that you're going to get busted on a goddamn Zoom call? Like, just put the dick away for a few minutes. Don't masturbate. Guess what? As soon as it's over, you can masturbate. Guys, you need this. You know how you have a burner phone for your mistress or mister, whatever. No judgment. You need a burner computer. You can get a tablet at Big Lots for $59 during the holiday season. Dedicate that exclusively to porn and masturbation. Don't use your work one. Separate work and porn. There's two things that I believe our founding fathers got right. The separation of church and state and the separation of work and porn. Different things. Keep them separate. There's no other situation where you would risk having your dick out like that. Unless you're a fucking weirdo creep. Like, you don't go to Dick's Sporting Goods and be like, do you have these new Jordans in a size 10.5? And then they go in the back, and then you just pull your dick out and start masturbating and hope you're done by the time they get back with your Jordans. Why? Like, dude, just wait. I think he wanted to get fired. At this point, he's like, listen, I have 27 years at this shit magazine. No one's reading us anymore, right? We're all online. Speaking of censorship, censorship on Facebook is big right now. People are complaining that Facebook is censoring them because they want to say what they want to say. It's a free platform, and they're censoring their freedom of speech. Guys, I kind of agree with you, but I got to tell you, here's the deal. A privately held company, it's not their responsibility to uphold your freedom of speech. They're not allowing you to say what they want, what you want on their platform. Guess what? You can go fucking program a social media platform and say whatever you want if you make it. But they made the platform. They have the ability to say whatever they want. Do you know what else they've been censoring? You can't upload dick pics on Facebook. You haven't been able to the entire fucking time it's been a platform. Is that censoring your goddamn freedom of speech? No, just because you have fucking idiotic ideas that you think everyone gives a shit about and needs to hear about doesn't mean you have the right to say it on their platform. They are allowed to censor it. If the government is censoring it, that's one thing. But you're allowed to say what you want to say. Just not necessarily where, you know, on someone else's platform. There's repercussions. If you go into a synagogue and start yelling anti-Semitic things, you're probably going to have some repercussions. If you go into South Central and start running around using the N-word, you're probably going to have some repercussions. And that's not an infringement on your rights of freedom of speech. There are just repercussions. In some places you can't or shouldn't say things. So you can say your stupid ideas. Go to Parlay. You can say them there. Okay, ain't nobody listening. I did find it funny. On Parlay, there's a feature called Echo. I don't know what it means, but I assume it means you're just talking into a void because it's such a vast, empty room. Everything you say is echoing back to you. But guys, they don't have to. Facebook doesn't have to uphold your freedom of speech rights. You can go somewhere else. It's a free platform, you know, for you to say things. You know, the news. Guess what? The news, any news source, even Yahoo News, my beloved Yahoo News, they aggregate and cultivate news. MSNBC. Well, sorry, I said news. Not that MSNBC doesn't count as news. Fox News, CNN. These places have a narrative and feed it to you, and you accept it because you believe in their stupid leaning side or whatever the hell they have to say. Okay, Facebook has their narrative and their political leanings. It's their platform. They're allowed to do what they want to do. I will say this. It is interesting, and they've had some legal scholars talk about this idea, people much smarter than me, which doesn't take a lot. If Facebook is cultivating information and keeping a specific narrative and censoring others, then at what point are they culpable and liable for the information that is disseminated on their site, which is a very interesting conversation and something I think will come to a head soon. But the whole censorship, sorry, dude. You didn't pay for this service. It's not a public utility. It's a privately held company. That's it. They can do what they want. You know, you can't go post whatever you want on any site. Like I said, you haven't been able to post porn there. Why not? Is that censoring your freedom of speech? no, man, that's just not what their site is about. So, sorry, homies. All right, and lastly, we're going to historic news. Eugene, Oregon, 1970, the date, November 12th. Paul Lindman of KATU Channel 2 is on the scene, and a very odd scene indeed. Here you go. We're going to give you, listen to part of the story.
It had to be said, the Oregon State Highway Division not only had a whale of a problem on its hands, it had a stinking whale of a problem. What to do with one 45-foot, 8-ton whale dead on arrival on the beach near Florence?
That's right, a 45-foot, 8-ton whale. And also, the greatest pun in news history, a whale of a problem. Where is this guy's Pulitzer? Just for that pun, he should have a national holiday. A whale of a problem? We're still doing Arbor Day, and Paul Lindman of KATU Channel 2, Eugene, Oregon, doesn't have a day? Fuck trees. Oregon, you have a national treasure there. Paul Lindman. I hope he's still alive. I'm going to reach out to him and have him on the social hour, talk to him. So, guys, you don't know, in 1970, it was like the first time in kind of modern history a whale beached, died. And it was on the shore in Eugene, Oregon, and they didn't know what to do with it. This thing was huge. They had no clue how to get rid of this animal, what to do. So their plan was, they loaded like tons of dynamite. They decided to obliterate using 20 cases, half a ton of dynamite. And here's 1970 doesn't seem that long ago, right? That's modern-ish times, 50 years ago, I guess. They had no clue how to deal with this whale, okay? They had Oregon road construction crews. That's who is dealing with a whale. Not scientists, you know, not city supervisors, just guys who fucking lay pavement in the sticks of Oregon in 1970. A bunch of backwood hicks looking at a whale. They'd even be like, God damn, is that what Jonah was in? They had no fucking clue. They're like, God made an atrocity. That ain't of God. That's a Satan right there. Satan made that thing. And this is what happened to the whale. This is the end of that video. I'm going to play it for you.
Our camera stopped rolling immediately after the blast. The humor of the entire situation suddenly gave way to a run for survival as huge chunks of whale blubber fell everywhere. Pieces of meat passed high over our heads while others were falling at our feet. The dunes were rapidly evacuated as spectators escaped both the falling debris and the overwhelming smell. A parked car over a quarter of a mile from the blast site was the target of one large chunk.
A quarter of a mile!
Your compartment literally smashed. Fortunately, no human was hit as badly as the car. However, everyone on the scene was covered with small particles of dead whale. As for the success of the effort, well, the seagulls who were supposed to clean things up were nowhere in sight, either scared away by the explosion or kept away by the smell. That didn't really matter. The remaining chunks were of such a size that no respectable seagull would attempt to tackle anyway. As darkness began to set in, the highway crews were back on the beach burying the remains, including a large piece of the carcass which never left the blast site. It might be concluded that should a whale ever wash ashore in Lane County again, those in charge will not only remember what to do, they'll certainly remember what not to do.
And that's the story of the whale that exploded in Oregon. What a fucking crazy, crazy thing. And their plan was like, we're going to blow up this whale and it'll go into smithereens, just tiny little pieces with 20 cases of dynamite, and then just fucking seagulls will come eat that shit, dude. Dog, that's eat, bro. Bro, seagulls, just boom, boom, pop, seagulls, easy, no problem. Shit goes flying everywhere. A piece literally crushed a car, this big-ass station wagon. That's in 1970, man. That wasn't some fiberglass, cheap-ass Asian shit. That was a fucking steel car. Pittsburgh Steel, coming out of Detroit, American-made. A piece of whale crushed that fucking thing. People were getting knocked the fuck out by giant pieces of blubber and whale carcass everywhere. 50 years ago, we were still idiots. Oh, God, that's such a great story. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Thanks for joining me this morning. That was fun. I'm going to drink some more coffee, get on my day. I appreciate you coming out, checking out the first episode of the Social Hour Morning Paper. Again, we're going to be doing this 7 days a week. Go to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/DeeceComedy, and you can join, subscribe to get this exclusive content every day. Check it out, guys. And be sure to listen to Some Imperfections, the newest podcast by myself and Abby Buckenberger and Sierra Cossey of I Am. Go to iamalliance.me to find out more about them. And the Social Hour, the regular the podcast every Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the Social Minute, the comedy news show every Monday. Thanks very much, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.